Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I have two guests in our Missoula studio today. It's the String Orchestra of the Rockies concert weekend, and the String Orchestra will be performing a special concert this weekend featuring mezzo-soprano Kimberly James. She is here with us. She's on the voice faculty at the University of Montana Music Department. And cellist Fern Glass-Boyd, who's artistic director of the String Orchestra and one of the co-founders here as well. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, this is the second of four big concerts, Fern. Maybe I'll start with you. I know that the String Orchestra loves to collaborate and loves to do different kinds of things that you can do with a small ensemble. Bring in guest artists, of course, is something that you always do. This seems like a really fabulous collaboration concert.
I think it's going to be. I'm very excited about this program. I always like to do firsts, and we've never had one of my colleagues sing with us this way, at least in recent years. It's wonderful to have Kimberly on board. It's the first time she's appeared with the String Orchestra of the Rockies, so there is a first. We also are featuring the Women's Choir, the University of Montana Women's Choir, an audition group of select female voices from across campus, and that is wonderful. It's great to collaborate with my other wonderful colleague, David Edmonds, Director of Choirs at UM. So we're just squeezing everybody we can on stage. I mean, that's what it feels like. Not to mention a piano, a harpsichord, and a baroque organ, which will be on the side of the stage as well. Not used, but very present. So there's just going to be a lot of collaboration going on.
Music of Henry Purcell, the singing Dido, Queen of Carthage. Talk a little bit about this. I know have you done the full opera before?
I have, yes. I did the full opera with the Early Music Institute at Indiana University. Stanley Ritchie was the concertmaster for that program. And it was a fairly abstract presentation of the story, but it does come from the Aeneid. And, you know, at this time, women in opera were often finding themselves on the verge of death. So I am definitely playing into that, but I am also trying to make a compelling choice, make a powerful choice for how Dido chooses to embrace death in order to bring some strength to the character.
We'll talk a little bit about how this program is put together. I know you'll be excerpting and doing some samples from the Baroque opera. Talk about the program, how it's put together, and maybe you could just give a little bit of background of this story. It's really fascinating.
I think I'll leave the story to Dido over there. But I can tell you, having put the program together, it really is centering around this absolutely iconic and beautiful lament that is sung by the title character, Queen Dido, in Purcell's great one-act opera. And it sort of became the theme song of, you know, the middle Baroque. And it's one of the most famous arias, I think it's fair to say that, for mezzo-sopranos and even sung by sopranos sometimes. Once I convinced Kimberly to come on board for that, I'd just been dying to hear her sing Dido. I sort of crafted a program around that. And so what I like to say is there will be female royalty represented all through the evening. We start with the entrance of the Queen of Sheba by Handel. It's a great processional piece of music that is very familiar because it's been put in context in popular culture in various ways, film scores and so forth. It's one of his most recognizable pieces. And through the evening, we're just going to be parading female royalty out there. The beautiful Pavane for a Dead Princess by Maurice Ravel from the 20th century will also be performed on the second half. So we have these references to women in music with royal lineage and what happens to them. The end of the program, which will feature the women's choir, will sort of wrap up the evening on a real note of hope and triumph, I like to think. Female strength will be sort of embraced at the end of the program, this gorgeous piece that was written in 2012 by the Norwegian-American composer Olav Jelo. So we're just going to be featuring lots of different facets of this sort of female representation in our culture.
We're talking about the String Orchestra of the Rockies concert. It will be this evening, tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Music Recital Hall on the UM Missoula campus at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like more information, go to sormt.org. Tickets will be available at the door. I'm speaking with Fern Glass Boyd and Kimberly James, who's the featured mezzo-soprano for tonight's concert. Talk a little bit about what you get to sing. Mm-hmm. And I also would love to ask you a little bit about, I know you've done a lot of guest soloing with various orchestras from around Montana and certainly abroad as well. This must be a different kind of opportunity in the sense of working with a smaller ensemble, working at home in this way. Must be fun.
It is fun. It's such a treat to be able to sing the music that you love so much at home, because often those opportunities do pull me away. It's also a lot of responsibility, I think, to model stage behavior, to model good singing for my students and for my community, and also just to model that collaborative approach to music, which certainly rehearsing in this condensed period of time requires you to do. We were even talking about lunch, you know, on Saturday, and oh yes, you know, I would love to join the SOR at lunch on Saturday just so that I can get to know those players better. And so it's really a great opportunity. It's been funny, too, because people have said, oh, I saw your face around town. You know, I keep seeing your face around town. And so it's actually bringing out some people out of the woodwork that I think maybe might not have really thought to go to an SOR concert before. So I'm really excited about that possibility, too, to broaden their audience.
Wonderful. Anything you'd like to say about singing the great queen role here?
Yes. Last time I did it was probably, well, it was more than 10 years ago. So I was a slightly lighter voice, so it feels a little different in the voice. And this is also at the pitch of A440 hertz as opposed to A415 hertz, which is about a difference of a half step. So it's slightly higher. I will say that the recital hall is a wonderful space to sing, and I think the size of the ensemble will also lend well to my needs in both pieces. The second piece that I'm on is Chausson's Chanson Perpétuelle, which also engages a text dealing with the suffering of an abandoned woman, which I guess I am, as well as Dido, Queen of Carthage. But it is a very kind of more of a bittersweet, I think, portrayal of love and love lost. And both of them, I think, balance well together, but definitely display the voice in a very different fashion. But they're both pieces that I've enjoyed singing throughout my career, and am so pleased to bring that to Missoula audience.
And tickets will be available tonight, Fern, at the door. What time does the door open?
The door opens at 6:45.
And the concert's at 7:30.
Yeah, come early and get a ticket.
7:30 tonight at the Music Recital Hall in the University of Montana Missoula campus. It's Dido, Queen of Carthage, the concert of the String Orchestra of the Rockies featuring mezzo-soprano Kimberly James and the UM Women's Choir under the leadership and direction of UM Director of Choirs David Edmonds. I've been speaking with Fern Glass Boyd today, the Artistic Director of the String Orchestra of the Rockies and on faculty at U of M, and Kimberly James as well, mezzo-soprano and also on the faculty at the Music Department at U of M. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Michael.